coming back in the second hour of the Barden Report on Republic Broadcasting. I'll just finish out this article on this wild stampede into financing new cars in America, and it's going on in Britain as well. It said the subprime auto loan business. But it says the final wrap-up of this article says Wells Fargo is one of the largest holders of subprime auto debt and recently took steps to limit their exposure when investors started to recognize the possible downside. They recognized it was visible from the start. It has been reported that many of these loans were given out to buyers who had no credit score at all. And the risks aren't limited to just lenders and borrowers, but also extend to institutional investors. Thousands of high-risk car loans have been bundled together into products similar to the mortgage-backed securities that undermined financial stability in 2008. Investment fund managers have bought billions of dollars worth of these security debt. I imagine pension funds probably standing on these as well. Pension fund money that people paying their pension have no clue the risk their money is in. It said investment fund managers have bought billions of dollars worth of this securitized debt while trying to maximize returns on low interest rate environment. Even though this bundle on its own isn't enough to destabilize the economy, the additional problems with student loans and record high rental costs have had a devastating impact on the net worth of most working Americans. That the real reason these loose lending standards have reemerged in the auto sector is to prop up the system through consumerism. The trade-off has been a lack of any substantial savings by the average person. Well, the auto industry companies are pushing these finance companies that they own shares in anyway to get the cars out, get the financing, get them out, although they are involved in getting them back in and reselling them and releasing them. But it's a short-term, boneheaded thinking, it really is. Instead of planning for their futures, people have financed overpriced cars for 6 years. You can't do that here in the UK. You cannot get more than 4 years while still having to make monthly payments on a student loan. This next generation isn't going to have the extra money needed to afford a home, build an investment portfolio, or start a business. Instead, they're setting themselves up to work for years, trying to get out from under the stress that comes with accepting debt and enslavement. Well, the other thing is that the stock exchanges in Britain and the United States, Wall Street and London, are regarded as being 70% overvalued. 70%! And if the bust comes, if they're saying it's going to come, it takes the pension systems with it, and it'll take the insurance industry out as well. As time goes on, more and more weakness in the economy will reveal themselves. Weaknesses will reveal themselves, whether it's the collapse of the retail market, well, that's going on right now, uncertainty in the Eurozone, or the automation of low-skilled workers. Something will eventually cause public confidence to break. The auto loan market is a microcosm of systematic imbalances, etc., etc. But anyway, all these things are coming together. And Trump and his people, they have some job on their hands. But anyway, should you give out the phone number if you have anything to add to this pile of information where we're being attacked on all these levels. It's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. But that's the sad state of the auto loan industry, and it's just bad here. But running on my pile of stories here, and again, pollution, I was referring to later on. This thing of pollution in the seas is just shocking. The plastic, amount of plastic out there, and being eaten by fish and that, and killing them, and destroying the system. One article here says, Coca-Cola responsible for polluting the earth with 100 billion plastic bottles reveals alarming investigation. And Tracy Watson is writing this for Activist Post, for Natural News. When soda giant Coca-Cola was asked to participate in a survey of the world's top six drinks manufacturer by the environmental organization Greenpeace, big suspicions of Greenpeace, last year they refused. And boy, that decision has come back to haunt them. Greenpeace went ahead with their survey anyway. In the absence of full disclosure by the company itself, the environmental group examined the yearly sales figure of certain Coca-Cola products, determined their proportion of the company's overall packaging mix since 2012. To to determine the company's global plastic impact. Okay. Greenpeace calls its findings eye-popping and breathtaking. They found that Coca-Cola sells between 108 and 128 billion plastic bottles each year. That's over 3,000 such bottles every second. Okay. The survey found that over 60% of Coca-Cola's global packaging consists of single-use plastic bottles, up 12% from 2008 to 2015, etc. And though the company set its own target of increasing plastic recovery and recycling rates to 75% in 2020, the rate at which this is taking place is actually declining. Greenpeace figures indicate that it dropped from 63% recycling in 2013 to 59% last year. Greenpeace has accused Coca-Cola of irresponsible lack of regard for the plastic pollution crisis being faced by the world's oceans. Our oceans simply can't stomach any more Coca-Cola plastic, said Louise Edge, senior oceans campaigner for Greenpeace. She says, of course, Coca-Cola is not taking allegations lying down and has expressed disappointment at the findings. Coca-Cola is one of the few consumer goods companies whose packaging is 100% recyclable. Let's read that again. Coca-Cola is one of the few consumer goods companies whose packaging is 100% recyclable. They'll go to recycling. In Great Britain, we have reduced the amount of packaging we use by 15% since 2007, and we currently use 25% recycled plastic in all our bottles, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the company also claims to be doing all it can to deal with the plastic pollution situation globally. They insist they are increasing the use of PET, it's called recycled plastic, whenever local legislation makes it possible. And, they're going on and on and on this article, but Greenpeace recommends a deposit return scheme for an excellent way to combat the plastic thing. I think that's got to become law in the UK, both plastic and glass bottles to have a return deposit on them. And they used to have that in the 60s and 70s here for glass, and then that was abandoned. But again, pollution, and that's what the environmentalists are going on about global warming. There's very little about pollution at every level, considering what was done to the Gulf of Mexico in that oil spill, and the use of Core Exit, which has changed the makeup of the Gulf Stream. And one of what Rex Tillerson has to say about that, and he's one guy who hardly ever gives interviews so far, I notice. And it is interesting that this, it's a bit sick and depraved, really, but when you hear the stories that are not dealt with in the American media, or even on the BBC, the two pipelines crossing Syria, that is really what this is about. And it's a Russian pipeline, a Russian-Iranian pipeline, and an American-owned pipeline. And that has not been brought out at all. I haven't got the information here today. But that is at the background of this situation. It's absolutely outrageous. And that's the next article I have here. Outrageous again, because we're getting a deluge of this carry-on LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. And Dove, that's a Unilever company brand. Dove have an appalling ad out, and Mark Dice has it up on YouTube, where the ad is based on a transgender couple who have a child to look after, and how their life is so stressful, but Dove is there helping them out. But it's on Mark Dice's, the kind of skits he makes, but it's very good, and he goes over that ad in quite a long piece, and it's just absolutely disgraceful, considering that transgender thing is about 0.001% of the population or less. And this article here specifically is dealing with Disney files patent on cuddly robots that could be used as sex toys for children. This is obscene, absolutely obscene. There's some parts of the article I couldn't read out. But Disney is known as one of the most obnoxious multinationals and has become such. It's shocking. Even when I was in brand management and with products in the food, drink, tobacco industry, Kellogg in Ireland ran a promotion with a permission to use, giving away a Disney toy, and they had a plan to use five or six in a series. and they get permission for each one, and they forgot to get the permission for the second one, and Disney sued the hell off them and for not getting the permission. It was a paperwork mistake. But one multinational suing another, and at the time, I remember the guy who was running the company, Ian, maybe his name, was shocked that one American national multinational would go to court and take hundreds of thousands of pounds off them for just a clerical error, basically. But that was in the 1980s, and Disney was marked out then as an absolutely voracious, nasty, nasty company. But now Unilever, I did work with them as well. This ad, go and look at it on YouTube, Mark Dice, this outrageously stupid ad. I don't know who they think they're pandering to, but to get involved in political issues like that is really detrimental to these companies, because ultimately the people will hit back with a boycott. And believe me, that is the best weapon to use against multinationals, the boycott. It is extremely powerful and silent and peaceful, and they usually react very quickly. Like Shell, about 20 years ago, refused to properly salvage dismantle an old worn-out oil rig, and they parked it in a bay in Scotland that was leaking badly. And within, I think it was Greenpeace then, they organized a boycott of Shell filling stations. And within a week, they were feeling the pain pretty bad. So they then turned around and towed it to a safe site in Holland and got it dismantled. So I'm just thinking of stories regarding the boycott, and that's one that did work very well. But it's easier to organize in a smaller society like Britain than in the United States. But the other, again, area, I'm on pollution today in a big way, this pollution of the 5G network. This is terrifying, absolutely terrifying. The FCC abandoned safety pushes against untested 5G network on the public. This 5G network, I've read many, many articles on it, worthy of a whole program on its own. It'll fry our brains to have this 5G network going up on cell towers. And I go into this article somewhat by D. David Samuelson for Natural News. And the scientific dictatorship marches on, and there's no stopping it, according to Tom Wheeler, former FCC chairman under the Obama administration, who eagerly, and I saw this creature, he's a vile creature, on YouTube, telling people there was no risk with 5G, and anybody who opposed it but needed mental examination. It is despicable. But this guy Wheeler is quite despicable. And he said, who eagerly gave unction to the news spectrum of dangerous, potentially deadly frequencies under the moniker of the 5G network. His press conference in June 2016 stressed the billions of dollars to be made by building a massive infrastructure, as well as the overarching need for processing power to connect to the Internet of Things. Well, the joke of this is that they don't need these Wi-Fi systems. Fiber optic networks is absolutely safe, and that's what should be connected. And I'm coming on in a minute to read an article how retarded the UK is on fiber optic cable. It is absolutely horrendous. There's third world countries more advanced than they are here. But Wheeler's 5G announcement was made just weeks after publishing results of a $25 million study from the National Toxicology Program, NTP, that exposed rats to carefully calibrated radio frequency, RF, which is radiation levels, intended to mimic the typical cell phone use of humans. Scientific American publication reports that NTP researchers, the National Toxicology Program, discovered some of the strongest evidence to date linking chronic long-term exposure to smartphones and other wireless devices with the rare cancers in at least two cell types in the brain and hearts of rats. Wonderful. The rats were exposed from in utero, I don't know what that means, in 2 years of age, every day for about 9 hours. Both types of cancers that developed, glaucoma and the brain something cells in the heart, have also been associated with human cell phone radiation. You may recall the announcement concerning cell phone and cancer risk made in 2011 by International Agency of Research on Cancer. I don't actually, who would? a group organized under the auspices of the World Health Organization. Rough reading out all these names of these organizations. Lose the track of the story. Electromagnetichealth.org reports that in May 2011, the classified RF frequency from cell phones as a possible human carcinogen. The announcement was the first time an international body provided official proof, etc. Okay. But anyway, just it's too much detail in this article. 5G, another attack coming your way to fry your brain. And it's going ahead and nothing seems to stop it, and certainly I don't think Trump will either. Unless some of his people on board understand the subject. But and on the same subject, California government deliberately hid this information from the public. The California government actively hid this document from the public for at least 7 years about EMF, magnetic field damage, likely under the pressure from the industry lobbyists who have long sought to conceal the evidence of harm caused by cell phone radiation, in the same way that the biotech companies seek to control and conceal the harm of GMOs and pesticides. Manufacturers conceal the harm of and vaccine promoters conceal the harm of mercury in vaccines. The cell phone industry doesn't want any evidence linking EMF and the brain cancers. But as I said a few weeks ago, Lloyd's of London will not insure any of the phone companies in the world for claims for damage from cell phones. They just won't insure them. That's how much the insurance companies write it out immediately. They won't insure that risk because they know what the risk is. And that enough should be evidence enough for the public about how dangerous it is. And I see people with three things, I'm repeating myself again, in their houses with a young infant in babe in arms, and they have a cursed microwave, they got a Wi-Fi router, and they got a roaming phone. Those three items give off shocking radiation. And the chances of the young child getting brain cancer tumors from that is enormous. And I pointed out to people who own B&Bs because they have the router thing for people for laptops. And I said, you can get a thing called a Devolo unit. Plug it into the mains and every plug picks up the internet. And they're shocked and insulted that I reprimanded them over having all this Wi-Fi stuff around and trying to help them not get cancer. You know. But there again, people just abuse you when they don't understand anything about it. And it takes a lot of explaining these days. People are so brainwashed. Shocking. And a long, just massive article here, again, too much to read out. Is Wi-Fi manipulating our DNA? Well, I'd imagine it is, but Catherine Fromovich has a detailed article on Activist Post. Those two sources are tremendous. It is certainly gone on. There's no doubt about it. And I'm just looking to see what the most relevant one. Oh yeah, talking about phone and a fibre optic cable, which is the safe end of transmitting electronic communications on the internet. There's an article here. I think I might have read out 2 weeks ago about what countries are advanced in fibre optic cable, and there are 28 countries, and the UK is bottom of the list. Singapore have 85%, I did read this, I don't remember now, 85% fibre optic cable capacity, South Korea 80%, Hong Kong 73%, Japan 54%, US 50%, which is pretty good, but the UK is 2%, and BT losing money all over the place. Anyway, we're coming up to the first break of the second hour, and we should be back in about 3 minutes.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Okay, and we're coming back in again. And something I try to include every week because it's extreme behavior going on, watching what Mr. Trudeau, Justin Trudeau, is doing in Canada, where I used to live as well. And it was a reasonably very good country in 1992 when I was there in Alberta. But although the tar sands were dead as a duck then, they don't even go up there, it's finished. And not so, it boomed again. But Trudeau tells Canadian Muslims, we will love you and we will stand with you. Well, the word is that he has converted to a Muslim religion, Trudeau, right? And he's about the biggest New Age flunky that ever got into politics anywhere in the world. And I'll just read what he says here. Prime Minister Trudeau says more than 1 million Canadian Muslims, 1 million of them in 30 million, coming to grips with a bloody terrorist attack at the Quebec City Mosque must know they are loved and not alone in their plan. Well, every group suffers terrorist attack at some stage. 36 million hearts are breaking with yours, he said. Trudeau said in the House of Commons a day after six people were gunned down in the Centre Cultural Islamic Quebec Mosque. At least 12 others were injured in the massacre. Know that we value you and you enrich our shared community in measurable ways in your home. Fine, and I'm sure he's talking about peaceful Muslims, and we're talking about here is what he's doing about extremist Muslims, which is nothing. Trudeau reiterated that the attack on innocents praying peacefully was a clear act of terror meant only to sow discord and hatred. It says, we will agree with you, and we will defend you, we will love you, and we will stand with you, Trudeau said, directly to those who profess the Muslim faith, including him. The Prime Minister also called on his colleagues to be the best version of themselves in the midst of such sadness. And he goes on and on and on, and all the political people speak. Canada is one of now being as bad as America. You cannot discuss anything to do with Muslims. It's illegal. And if you raise and discuss anything about extremist Muslims, you could be jailed in Canada, right? That's how bad Canada is. And there's enormous amount of political correctness laws that have gone into day-to-day law in Canada. And it's absolutely shocking what Canada has become. And Trudeau is going on about all these liberal values and all the rest of it. And the Canadian economy is actually going down the sewer now on every level. Even the tar sands now, which were booming like North Dakota was in the Bakken, is beginning to fail. And the unemployment rate is absolutely flying up. And Trudeau hardly ever addresses it. He's into social engineering and political correctness on a shocking scale. I don't know how they ended up with him. He has a name, like his father's name, Trudeau. His father was a skillful politician, there's no doubt about it. But the second generation never really comes true on anything. But I'm coming now to the Paul Craig Roberts, who has written up many articles describing the current situation in America across the wide spectrum of what is going on. And he says here in one headline, congratulations to the CIA for assembling the world's largest collection of media prostitutes in its CNN brothel. CNN brothel, very good. March 3rd, Russian Foreign Ministry spokesman to CNN, stop spreading lies and fake news. And let me see where he starts this article. Russia's outspoken foreign ministry spokesman Maria Zakharova had some choice words for CNN after being confronted by their reporters over the AG Sessions hysteria. I don't know what that is. In a prepared statement, she called the event media vandalism and a disgrace, suggesting the U.S. media is down in the depths of depravity and deceit. Well, that is true. The mainstream media, nothing but lies and disinformation. She stated that American media had crossed the line far beyond the professional ethics and their competence. They accuse and judge by simply fabricating false information, and turning around then accuse people who tell the truth that they are the false news. I have a question, she said. Is it rock bottom, which the U.S. media has reached, or is there even greater depths and that they have to dive and reach? Anyway, we're coming up to the bottom of the hour break on this side, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Coming back in, and we have a 20-minute run now. I have these articles from Paul Craig Roberts in the right order now. That last one there was just an intro, a header with a video reference. What he's saying here, the American media hide from the truth by Paul Craig Roberts. And he's saying the CIA created and accumulated from other sources a huge array of malware and cyber attack capability capable of stealing information from any individual, any government, any corporation, any intelligence agency, either leaving no trace or leaving in a fingerprint of the innocent party. The CIA, being arrogant and incompetent, lost control over its monster, which escaped and is now in the hands of we know not who, with all the hackers, as John McAfee was saying. I'll come to this caller in a second, Sam. Floating around the internet, it was sent to WikiLeaks, listening to Julian Assange's explanation of the capability of CIA spyware, which includes runs around encryption. But anyway, I'll just take this call. We have a caller, Mike in Kentucky. Okay, hello.
Yeah, there's an article out there on Kentucky burning hemp. Not to jump back on that topic, but
sure,
it's called Up in Smoke, which I guess they were trying to have a pun there with the what was that, Cheech and Chong? They had a movie called Up in Smoke about, you know, goofy dope heads, you know. Anyway, apparently there's a legal limit to the amount of THC the industrial hemp can have in it. But, yeah, it's going to have it. The nice thing I think about it, which people aren't considering, is if you had, you know, 10 counties of this stuff strung from north to south through central Kentucky, it would cross-pollinate the drug crop over in the national forest and reduce the THC quality. And that's what's probably going to happen unless people are forced indoors with HEPA filters and stuff to stop that from happening. But I think we just need to go total legal, you know, total legalization, because we're straining at a gnat and swallowing a camel. People are, you know, killing themselves on this elephant tranquilizer and stuff. So, you know, if people are going to be addicted and tune out, you know, with drugs, we're really missing out on clothes that don't have chemicals. Huh?
Okay. There's two types of hemp. I'm not an expert on by any means, but there's commercial hemp, which is not the drug.
And it's still going to have THC in it, though.
No,
it's still going to have THC. There's a legal limit. They just had to burn some of the industrial hemp in Kentucky.
This has been done successfully in Canada, and the guy involved...
Yeah, but you can still smoke it. You can still get high. You can still make a tea out of it. You isolate the females, and they don't, when they're not, when they don't pollinate.
You can smoke all sorts of stuff if you want to. But I'm saying is industrial hemp is a stunning product, and it needs to be legalized.
It was Kentucky's first bill.
It has 7,000 uses, and the reference point
I agree.
Let me give you the reference point. Hold on. The Hemp USA is the most successful guy doing that, and he makes food products and coffee from it, from the variations on it. But if it's properly organized and regulated without too much government regulation, hemp has thousands of uses. It's absolutely stunning. But it was the multinationals conspired to make it illegal in America.
That's it. They made it illegal because they had nylon and all these industrial petroleum products coming online for World War II. But we still had to have hemp for World War II. They used it in the big battleship guns. They would throw a scoopful of seeds in there. Yeah, because the seeds are still full of oil. But Kentucky's first billion-dollar crop was hemp, and now they're selling us on aerospace, you know. Well, hemp could easily overtake aerospace in Kentucky in just a couple of years.
As a legitimate food and additive and industrial, without getting into the drug end of it, which can be separated out, it could be a very, very successful product. That's for sure.
I'm tired of buying nylon tarps that last 2 or 3 years. Why can't I have a canvas tarp in a free country?
They make noise and they don't hold in. They make noise and they don't hold in the heat. They're a pain, aren't they?
No, I hate them. I don't know how I've spent a small fortune on canvas tarps in the last 15 or 20 years. I mean, nylon tarps.
Sure.
But THC cannot be eliminated from the plant. THC is the hormone that helps
get on to Hemp USA, the guy. He's in Canada. Get on to a site there.
It can't be eliminated. It's a plant. It's the hormone that helps stimulate the male to pollinate.
I don't know. The guy who's doing it legitimately in Canada, he'll tell you all about that. Okay, I've got to take another call, but I'll talk to you sometime soon, okay? Okay, we got Steve in California. Hello, Steve.
Yeah, there, PJ. I heard you mention CIA spyware, and I was kind of curious, you know, in the time when this story broke about all the high-tech technology they had to spy on all of us, including the industry, the tech industry. I was kind of surprised that the tech industry didn't rise up and really scream loud because of all the their patents, their technology patents on their computers, you know, all those things they have. All digitalized, and it could be stolen and sold off to a competitor.
Most people with high-tech patents are there semi-licensed as well from the military-industrial complex. They get the stuff first, and that's why. And they're operating under all sorts of undisclosed agreements as well. That's what's going on there.
Right. Well, if I were an inventor, and I am, actually, I'd never put any of my patent ideas on a computer at all and never store it. I've gone back to the old hard copy of paper because I can't trust my stuff won't be stolen and later on sold to somebody else.
That's right. Well, I go back as far as five-card Kardec systems in Volkswagen 30, 40 years ago, and that was a pretty good system. It worked very well. But if there's a cyber attack on the computer systems of the supermarkets in Britain or America, we'll all starve very quickly because they can't load the trucks, and they've no real manual backup systems. It's going to be shocking. And the infrastructure, you probably know, in America is extremely feeble, thanks to Enron and people like that. And McAfee was saying, I know McAfee's a colorful character, but he is very knowledgeable. He's really led a bizarre life. But he's saying for $300 billion, they can put a hardened electro system in America. But it's a bit late now, considering the risks that are all around us. But,
hey, thanks, PJ.
No, 17 security agencies. That's paranoia gone mad, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd say. 17, but it's 16 too many.
It is way too many. Okay, anything else on that?
That's it. Thank you, PJ.
Okay, thank you. Thanks a lot. But I'll just go back to Paul Craig Roberts. He was saying here about the CIA and their grip on the media and everything else. The prostitute media response was not outrage over the CIA's criminal behavior, compounded by its incompetence and failing to keep the package from escaping. Rather, rather than whores who comprise the U.S. media turned on Julian Assange for making known that we need to know. Brian Ross, the chief prostitute of ABC, well, you get out Ted Koppel to that as well, wanted to know if WikiLeaks took money from Russia. it's such a crap argument. Prostitute Andrea Mitchell, faithful to the CIA, quickly got former CIA director Michael Hayden on TV to agree with her that WikiLeaks had struck again, and the revelation and revealed information damaging to the U.S. about the CIA's foreign intelligence operations. Well, it's mandatory that the American people know what they're doing in principle. You can see what a great lie Andrea and Hayden have conspired to tell by listening to Assange explain the information delivered into his hands. And CNN were telling their listeners that only they had the right, the media had the right to analyze the information and decide what was handed out. Facebook and Google editing and censoring us, and YouTube as well, demonetizing and attacking the likes of Mark Dice and everybody else on the basis that they know what fake news is. And the famous phrase, I've used it again and again, that Facebook are using is violating community standards. They can accuse you of that. How do you prove that in court? Now, that is such a wide definition. It means anything they say, you are violating community standards. But anyway, it goes on in this article, Paul Craig Roberts. The American print and TV media are services of the police state. This makes the U.S. media the principal threat that the Americans face. The U.S. media is a handmaiden of war. The police state lies and evil. The prostitutes have no shame over their lack of integrity and the risk of the thermonuclear war for which they expose humanity every day. That is oh so true. That's a very short, succinct article by Paul Gray Roberts. And he goes on in the next article to say that Washington's deception is aimed at Russia. According to a report on RT, Secretary of State Tillerson has on CBS backed away from his previously reported aggressive rhetoric reported to by the prostitute who's against Russia and Syria. He's turned around on that again since then. This is on the 10th of April. According to the RT report, Tillerson said that Washington's plan is to defeat ISIS, not to bring regime change in Syria. That was on the 10th. That's changed again. It is up to the Syrian people, Tillerson reports said, to choose their own president. Tillerson said on CBS that we have seen what a violent regime change looks like in Libya and the kind of chaos that can be unleashed and indeed and the kind of misery that it enacts on its own people. Correct. Until he changed his mind. He said on CBS, I think we have to learn the lessons of the past, he emphasized on ABC, adding, any time you go on and have a violent change at the top, it is very difficult to create conditions of stability in the longer term. very good. In the report, if the report is correct, either be good news or be good news or another Washington deception in advance of Tillerson's visit to Moscow, the purpose of which will be to bring Russia, the Russian government, into Washington's orbit and an agreement to replace Assad with an American vassal. Well, the Russians won't agree to that. Perhaps the Russian government will keep in mind Tillerson's revealing statement that the message the U.S. sent with its illegal war crime, unprovoked attack on Syria, is that the violation of international norms will no longer be tolerated. Of course, who is the violator of international norms? No one but Washington and Israel. Washington is the greatest violator of international norms in modern history. Washington has invaded Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, organized the destruction of Libya, Somalia, and conducted attacks on Pakistan and Yemen. Well, and their 20,000-pound bomb in Afghanistan, and organized a coup against the democratically elected government of Ukraine. Absolutely 100% correct. Only Washington has the list of crimes this long. And we can add to that Honduras, Brazil, Argentina, and the works in Venezuela, Ecuador, and Bolivia, which they're supposedly working on now. But then he quotes in another article, Putin speaking about the collapse of Western civilization at the Valdai International Discussion Club. He says here, another serious challenge to Russia's identity is linked to events taking place in the world. This is Putin talking, I think. Here there are both foreign policy and moral aspects. We can see how many of the Euro-Atlantic countries are actually rejecting their roots, including their Christian values that constitute the basis of Western civilization. They are denying moral principles and all traditional identities, national, cultural, religious, even sexual. They are implementing policies that equate large families with same-sex partnerships, belief in God, and the belief in Satan. The excesses of political correctness have reached the point where people are seriously talking about registering political parties whose aim is to promote pedophilia. Yeah, that's right. Well, that's what Pizzagate is about. The people in many European countries are embarrassed or afraid to talk about their religious affiliations. Holidays are abolished or even called something different. They're trying to rename Christmas. Their essence is hidden away, as is their moral foundation. And this is Putin speaking. And people are allegedly aggressively trying to export this model all over the world. I am convinced that this opens a direct path to degradation and primitive existence, resulting in profound democratic and moral crises. Anyway, we have another caller, familiar person, I believe, Brian in Washington State. Hello, Brian.
Good morning. Things are growing lush and green out here in the Pacific Northwest. And the reason why I'm calling is there's a Dr. Mercola with a new YouTube with an interview with Dr. Bush about glyphosate, 40 minutes long. Really like to have people look at that as they're spraying Roundup all over their entire world with the epidemic of the three A's: Alzheimer's, asthma, and autism, all possibly linked to this, if you want to believe what Mr. McCullough is saying. So that's why I'm calling.
Sure. No, fine, maybe next week I'll talk to you over here then about this, but I have a tome of information on that. I try not to overdo it, but it's such a dominant part of what Natural News deal with, but I must have about 500 out of 20,000 articles here on that alone, and it is shocking. And where there's it's illegal to use it in GMOs are illegal in Europe here and in Britain mostly, but they're using glyphosate and Roundup, which is just as bad. And I mentioned last week or a few weeks ago, animals in New York specifically in big cities getting very sick because they're walking the dogs in the park and all the edges of the grass are sprayed with Roundup. And it's dangerous to children and to animals. What's on a shocking, shocking level. But nobody growing hemp up there in Washington yet.
Well, not for a fibrous material, no.
No, industrial hemp. You know the guy who has a range of fantastic products. He's not currently on RVM, but Hemp USA, I'm giving you a plug now. But go onto that site and see what he has on industrial hemp. Grows it in Canada and sells it into America, but just illegal to grow it up to now in the States. But I don't know if this Kentucky thing is exactly as I read it out. Are they going to grow full industrial hemp? It is a stunning product. Absolutely stunning. Are you aware how extensive hemp is and what it can do?
Well, it's got a great history. A lot of this country was built on its incredible attributes.
Yeah. You can make a coffee, legitimate food product out of it as well, a coffee beans out of it. And as well, I couldn't believe it about 5 years ago. There's not a lot of an RBN about it. 7,000 uses it has. But hang on there. We'll just do this short break and we'll come back to you after the break, okay?
Roger that.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Okay, and we're coming back in for the last few minutes. But anyway, Brian, you were saying there, repeat those three A's again, and I'll give you another one at the end of it. Repeat it again.
Autism, Alzheimer's and asthma.
Yeah.
The old people, the young people with, you know, their brains are lost, and not only that, but they can't breathe.
I have a friend in Colorado whose 90-year-old mother moved from living all her life in Colorado, which is a very dry climate. I lived there for 2 years, dry as a bone, and moving to Oregon. Now, that's a hell of a jump for a person of that age to go from a dry climate to a wet climate. You want to be careful of all the bronchial things to suddenly live in a wet climate. I was born in a wet climate, like it's. And here, where I am, it's regularly 93% humidity, even on a sunny day. The humidity level is very high all the time. And compared to living in Denver, which is bone dry.
Yeah, the irony of it all, we're being told we can't put particulates in the air because it gives people asthma. Meanwhile, somebody's spraying it out of the back of airplanes. And the same entity's behind the problem, but we're to go back to the Stone Age and or not do anything.
One of the articles I had here, I'm running out of time today, but I've read many things about the CDC. The CDC is a criminal organization, and they're a pharmaceutical company in Mufti. They own 53 patents on drugs, and they're absolutely appalling. And there's one article that's down the list here. Do it next week. But no, I'll put together, I'll talk to you later today, maybe. I try to lay off it. There's so much about, and it's so depressing to read it out. It's some of the most gruesome stuff I have here. And every week there's a deluge of stuff about glyphosate and what it's doing. And there's no pullback on the amount of sales of Roundup. And it still needs to be blasted across the public what Roundup is. It's basically Agent Orange.
2,4-D... relative, yes, but it's being touted by a new two-hour documentary called Genetically Modified Society as a wonderfully safe. So, we're getting a vast amount of information to weed through and try and find out what's poppycock.
What's the name of that who's putting that documentary out?
The name of it is Genetically Modified Society, and
The propaganda film by Monsanto,
James,
or the other way around.
James Bean is where I ended up with it from. It's new, and I could barely get through part of it yet. But they're telling me what everybody else around this neck of the woods is telling me, that you can spray Roundup in the water for aquatic plants, and it's perfectly safe. Get back to this thing that's going to save us, and it's harmless. Yes.
Well, it's shocking, the brainwashing. Those people have been damaged by it. They've become so simple in the head to believe that without fact what it is. It's a dangerous, dangerous chemical. But, I will put a piece together for that, and I'll talk to you over this weekend, and we'll put a program out on that if people can stand it. It's pretty depressing stuff, but we'll do that. Okay, sir. Thanks for calling, and I'll talk later on. But anyway, we've run out of time, and as I said, we'll be back this time next week, and we'll talk to you then.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.